Everybody, welcome back to a new podcast episode, and this time with the topic bullying on social media, or is social media toxic for your health, for your mental health? And that's a very important topic we should discuss, because bullying, especially the cyberbullying, is a very dangerous topic, and especially it's a sign of these days, and it's more than ever accurate. Especially with the cyberbullying, of course, people in school, or university, little kids, teenager, they have to deal with that a lot. Because, for example, now somebody posts something on Instagram, and then other kids in his class, they find it awkward, or they don't like it, and they make fun of that kid, and a poor kid gets bullied in school. Everybody laughs at him, even if he deletes it now. So that's something that's really unfair. But bullying, don't make any mistake, was always existing. But I think, of course, in the last 10-20 years, it's way more aggressive, especially with the cyberbullying. So always be careful what you post. And but if you like things what you do, then do what you do. You know, as a kid or as a teenager, I would maybe always do a private account where all the people, where they can't look at the account, only the people you select, and then that's it, basically. That's one thing about the bullying. And now let's talk about address the question, is social media toxic for your mental health? And it's definitely very important to talk about that. And of course, before we go into that question, into that topic, social media is not all bad. So not everything about social media is bad. Social media has a lot of great sites and a lot of things that are very important and they can help people. But of course, they're also always things that are not very well, and let's talk about that. And I want to give you solutions and what you can do, and yeah, how you can feel better being on Instagram. But the first question we should ask, why is that? Why do people think social media is toxic for the mental health? Well, on social media there's a lot of pressure. There's so much pressure for so many people. You need to be liked by everybody. You need to look good all the time. Your clothes need to be perfect. You need to have a beautiful, attractive face. Your body needs to be perfect. Everything like perfect, perfect. But the thing is that human beings are not perfect. They're supposed to be imperfect. Now, that doesn't mean that you shouldn't strive to be perfect or as good as you can. That's always important to do that, because if your life has no purpose and you always want to be average, then don't complain if you only get the average results or average compliments or average achievement, whatever. So that's not what I mean. But it's pretty normal when a person smiles or laughs that maybe you see one thing on his face you don't like, or not everything is perfect, or the cheekbones are not on the same level, you know, or one eye is maybe half an inch higher than the other, but you can't really see that. But some people are crazy, they spend so much time to look into these things on pictures and try to pick up on that and try to bully people, which is, in my opinion, so ridiculous and so rude. Yeah, but anyway, as I said, the pressure is very big on Instagram, especially on Instagram. I pick Instagram because Instagram is not the number one social media platform. TikTok is on its way, but TikTok is different. TikTok's for people way more funny, and people don't take themselves serious on TikTok, so that's why I choose Instagram. And there's always the pressure with being liked and being everybody's darling. But let me tell you one thing: being everybody's darling or being liked is not always the best choice. It's never the best choice, because A, not everybody will like you all the time, and B, if you have a few people who like you and who admire you and you can help them and make them feel better, that's all you need. And people who like you, people who support you, they will support you anyway, regardless if you post a picture where maybe your shirt is not on point, or you maybe your pants are a little bit too tight, or you have a little bit wrinkles on your face or whatever, or you have one white hair more, you know. It doesn't matter. That's one thing. But of course, if you're unhappy with you, then it's always a sign about something deep. It's not because of the pictures and everything. it's because maybe you need some skills to upgrade yourself, because a lot of people don't work on themselves. They always want to seek for outside attention. They want to do what other people do, but they never work on themselves. They never work on their skills, on their craft. You should do that. That should be your number one goal, to work on yourself, to improve yourself. And then you will see, you will feel way more happy. That's one thing. And the other thing is also about Instagram, and especially Instagram is a perfect played show. And what do I mean with that? It's a perfect played show. A lot of people don't know how to take pictures, and then they do not the best pictures or not the best poses. But on the flip side, so many people know how to take the exact perfect pictures, the perfect view, the perfect camera angle, whatever they need to do for a picture or video. So they stand in the right position, they stand in the right pose, they put the camera down on the ground, then they look higher, the body looks better, especially the women with the booty poses. When they do that, they flex it one leg behind the back, and then they arch the back, and they squeeze the butt cheeks together, so, and they definitely know how to pose. And also, when it comes to clothes or looking good or having some great material things, it doesn't mean all the time that these people are rich or have a lot of money. There can be always a lot of varies. For example, maybe, and I didn't know that a year ago, people can order clothes on Zalando, and then they wear them and take a lot of pictures, and then you can send them all back. So, and then, but it looks then for you like, oh wow, that person every week buys new clothes and has so much money and has great style and outfits. That may be true, some of them it's the case, but then if somebody really works hard for that and has skills, they will not always brag with that. But a lot of them, they don't have it, they just order it, take the pictures, send it back. So it's like a cheap trick from them. So don't get twisted when people do that, or when they pose in front of fancy cars like a Lamborghini, Ferrari, or in front of big boats. There are also a lot of places, especially in the countries where people like to travel, where you can rent that, where you can take pictures, and of course you have to pay money for that, and then you take pictures with all kinds of stuff, with watches and whatever. And in my opinion, it's ridiculous, because if you pay anyway a couple of hundred bucks for things, then you can maybe invest it and do some stuff with that, and then later in life, if you have the money, then you can buy that. But it's just my opinion. But in terms of the clothes, a lot of people also know what to wear, and they just have also people who can help them, people who have style, people who maybe have better clothes, and they just give it to them for the pictures. That's also one thing. So always be ready for the mind tricks, for the little tricks they try to do. And also, if you're really unhappy, learn to accept yourself, but always work on your craft, on your skills, because if you're unhappy, that means something is not right, and you need to work on that. And if you work on your skills, if you improve yourself, your self-esteem, your self-confidence will grow up, and you will be definitely better, and you will be way more happier, and you can enjoy Instagram way more. And also, Instagram is a platform of a lot of everything better, super 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 duper duper super duper top. So there's everything perfect, there's no normal, there's no average. And that's not true, because our life is not always perfect. It's a lot of times also average, sometimes below average, but of course sometimes perfect and sometimes really really good. But it doesn't show the real life. And some people, when they always look happy and are on vacation, buy new stuff, whatever, that doesn't mean that they're always happy. So don't get confused, don't get twisted. A lot of them, these are the only moments where they're happy. They have nothing really in life, and they're not special or whatever, but they post these perfect pictures, and then they get for a few hours or minutes the love. And especially a lot of people with big accounts, like 100k plus, and then they post these pictures and people think, oh wow, these people are so cool and these are my heroes. But that's what they want attention. They're seeking for that love, because they don't get it outside, in the real life, because maybe they didn't achieve anything or they have no friends, whatever. So you never know how the people are. So don't get confused about that. And yeah, that's basically it. So I will sum it up for you, and then you can take that with you. First of all, don't always believe all the bullshit you see on Instagram, especially, or in the internet in general, because it's not always true, even if it looks like crazy. And also, work on your skills. Try to improve yourself. If you have skills, people will come to you because they want to know how you do it and they want to learn from you, and you will be happy because if you help people, you will be always happy, and then your follow will, of course, upgrade. That's the other thing. And also, with the clothes or with poses, a lot of people know how to pose. A lot of people use apps to edit pictures, use Photoshop. So don't think they always look as good as they look on pictures. You may be surprised when you see a lot of them in real life that they don't look that good. That's also important to know, not to get twisted or confused in your head, and accept yourself, but work on yourself, and then everything will be better. And that's it. So far, there's nothing more to add on that. If you have anything else, let me know. Send me a message on Instagram at Taekwondo Artist, or you can also message me on Anchor. Follow me on other platforms, on other podcast platforms. My podcast is available on pretty much all the podcast platforms, such as Google Podcasts, iTunes. You can also give me a rating on iTunes. So thank you for the people so far who gave me ratings on iTunes. And yeah, until next time. And then let's see what topic comes up. Thank you always for the support and the love. And that's it. Bye, everybody.